This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, an exclusive feature of the minds of the people who you will pay attention to. I hope if you're a fan of the News Talk format, you ought to be here every week so that Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy put together their thoughts on the charts this week. Week of February 26th to March 2nd, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business, these are the big stories, and we'll pull them apart as we can, see what seems to intrigue us and perhaps you as well. The first one at number 10, focus on sports talk radio, NBA action, the World Series, not quite, but the baseball season beginning with the, they call them the Grapefruit League.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the Grapefruit League games, have you heard any of you
listened? Or the Cactus League if it's
Cactus, yeah, depending on where it is, right. Mm-hmm. Florida's Grapefruit League, Cactus League is in Arizona.
Yep.
Have you listened to any games? If there's any sport that lends itself well to the radio, I think baseball is it.
Oh, absolutely.
All of us growing up on listening to people like Vin Scully or Kurt Gowdy or Mel Allen or whoever else you've listened to, John Miller, more recently. So have you listened to any games at all, Richie?
I have not, but I'm following a bunch of the Nats players on Instagram, so I'm getting kind of psyched through
really?
That.
What are they having to say about their preseason practice?
You know, one interesting post the other day was they were taking pictures of the cars in the parking lot. It was like MLB parking lots, hashtag MLB parking lot, and pictures of Hummers and Corvettes and all kinds of stuff, and just pictures of after practice, all the players hanging out. So it's cool. It's getting me psyched. And as badly as the Nationals crashed and burned last year, I think I've had a little time to get over it, so I'm excited again.
Right. All right. So the listening, I don't know whether...
And you got March Madness getting ready to crank up here, too.
Yep, right. Every year, an overcooked, overzealous,
that's
overdone...
Brackets.
It's all about... It's corrupt, Rich. It's corrupt. The stuff that came out this week about the history of some of these college...
Oh, I wouldn't argue with that. No.
Well, so why...
It's still fun. I mean,
why promote that?
Doug, everything is corrupt.
I'm not corrupt.
Everything.
You're not corrupt. I don't think you're corrupt. Victoria, you're not corrupt, are you?
I am not. I am pure.
Okay, good for you. Speaking of pure, number 9 this week, whether Oprah runs or she doesn't run, more of this which becomes nonsense speculation as far as I'm concerned. I'm betting that Joe Crummy in his Evil Thoughts podcast has had something to say about Oprah running for president, right?
I say that it depends upon what God has to say, and when it comes to Oprah and God, everybody knows they have a direct line, they have a hotline, so we're all very respectful about what God says personally to Oprah, as I am, and I know you are too.
Yeah,
and we're all waiting to see what God says to Oprah, so it's all good as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure we'll hear about it on Sunday night a little bit, too.
I think the reference here is to Oprah suggesting she would do what God told her to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And after that, I think I went off, not off, but I was talking about her relationship with Deepak Chopra, how she's become very spiritual over the years, and many of her best programs, in my estimation, have been programs that focus on spirituality.
Well, right. Oprah's spirituality is cool. Mike Pence's is not cool. I mean, that's something you have to understand.
Yeah, Joy Behar.
You know, really, one person's relationship with God
is
cool.
Well, I think you misuse, in my meaning of spiritual, has nothing to do with religion.
Well,
zero.
The big dig this week, Doug, was Joy Behar jumping on Pence because he said God talked to him. And then now Oprah says God talks to her.
Did Joy Behar jump on her?
And that's all good. Do you think Joy Behar is going to take on Oprah?
I find Joy Behar, after she's always been a really angry, kind of nasty person. And when she was supposedly a humorist, I never found her funny. But what really turned me off to her a couple of weeks ago, for whatever the reason, I happened to have The View on. Or did I get a clip of it because I saw a news story about how Behar attacked Meghan McCain and her overzealous condemnation of all Republicans. If you're a Republican, you're bad. That kind of thinking went out with the Neanderthal period, or at least it should have been. All Republicans are not bad. All Republicans are not all good. There are not all good Democrats or all good. The kind of thinking that is exhibited by people on both sides that is that fixed, that angry, that nasty, is the reason this country is as blanked up as it is at the moment.
True.
And to
so
see
true.
Her attack, Meghan didn't know what to do, frankly. And I didn't, you know, she didn't attack her back again. But the look in Behar's, she's like she's a mad woman. When you look at her eyes, when she gets this political, whatever it is, in her, she's just...
You know, I noticed that with a number of people that I've gotten to know. I won't mention the names, but I should, but I won't.
Go
but,
ahead, throw a couple
on the
out,
surface.
Come on,
like,
throw a couple
Mark.
Of people.
No,
on
there's
the
some people that you know have a reputation for being funny, etc. I've done shows with them, and when it comes to politics, they get really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that on the surface it's all supposed to be funny, and then you talk about politics,
and
they
nasty.
Can't take it, and they go crazy. I've got personal first-hand experience of this. And
well, you're a little crazy, too, so you would understand.
Yes, I totally get it, but I usually try to stop, you know, at the point where I'm really angry and pissed. You know, I don't...
Or you
know,
it's
interesting is to watch how people whose life, whose their pay... depends on having as connections to as many people as possible, shoot their foot because they cannot
contain themselves. Oh, I see that 50% of the audience, right?
I mean, I see people who have social media followings that basically pay their salary, and they are killing whatever side you're on, left or right. They are angering the other side and basically shooting themselves in the foot and cutting their paycheck in half. And I just don't get it.
Well, wait a minute.
Have some control.
Well, hold on just a second. You run a right-wing radio network.
Conservative,
and people,
thank you.
Okay, well, right center, let's put it that way.
Yes, center right.
And when I first was associated with you, I did a lot of that stuff myself. And it didn't serve me well because it doesn't serve anybody well who's in the advertising. I'm a radio talk person. I'm a radio host. I'm a radio entrepreneur.
Whose program airs on mostly conservative talk radio programs.
Yes, exactly.
Right on. Right
the
on.
Other side of that is that with the advent of being understanding that I'm an advertising person and I need to get people to buy products, if I go all out one way or another, it does, as we just discussed, alienate half of the audience. So that's why there's not a lot of discussion on the regular program I do of either right or left focused politics, or at least I try to balance it, because I don't want... Ed McMahon told me, you've heard me tell this story, Richie, 100 times.
Yeah, but it's
Ed
different,
McMahon, huh?
Ed McMahon was on The Tonight Show. He wasn't on News Talk Radio. News Talk Radio and the Radio America Network and all the, not all the shows, but the politically based shows that we have here, they come from a certain perspective.
Yes,
it's
I
not
understand
like
that.
We're CNN and Fox don't come
I
here.
No. Love it when you
but it's
fight.
Not like we're selling pizzas and we're all of a fighting. Sudden I hate this side or that side and I'm going to make my
right, you're a proud right. pizza eater, right?
My
you're
pizza
a proud pizza
all mad.
Eater
right.
and you want
to What are you
going to
say
pizza?
That about Papa
What's
John's
that?
This week? And the football, what about that? How about we take somebody who's like Domino's Pizza? The guy who
Papa John's
ran...
made a business decision.
Yeah.
The guy
you know
with
what?
The,
perfect example that? This week that rolls right into our top 10 here. Dick's Sporting Goods
mm-hmm.
and Walmart and everybody else who decided that they weren't going to sell rifles to people under the age of 21.
Right. Well, I think Dick's Sporting Goods has, they've eliminated assault rifles. They're not selling them at all.
Right, but I think it was either Walmart or somebody else said they aren't even going to, they aren't going to sell rifles, period, to under 21. Dick's, yes.
I think rifles. Both of them said that, Richie.
But you know what? That's fine. Walmart. They are, that's capitalism at its best.
Yeah.
We made a business decision, and right. we will stand by that business decision.
Nobody's
and
criticizing you for it. It was a brilliant business decision.
I don't know.
For you, I'm just saying in general. When it comes to this sort of thing, the less people, whether it's it maybe more for television, as you've suggested, than for radio, because the most successful radio programs doing talk do tend to flow right of center for whatever the reason. So those people are selling products
because
to
there
the
wasn't
masses.
An outlet for those listeners to hear
yeah, right
the
before
news based yeah. on where they stand
right.
anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
I just what, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, not to belabor this point, but on going back and forth on, you know, sharing political views and not sharing, in my generation, everyone has shared political views, and if you don't, you get criticized for not taking a stand.
True.
So, but like, Taylor Swift has been blasted for years because she's never made a political statement at all, and then when Hillary was running and Katy Perry was campaigning for Hillary, and a lot of female stars were very vocal about their support for either Bernie or Hillary or whatever, and, you know, Taylor Swift got a lot of backlash because she refused to make a political
she's
statement.
Smart. I don't care. She's smart.
Well, it's a different generation now.
So am I not smart? Why? Because I don't want to make a political statement and offend my advertisers?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you're in the celebrity world, you're talking about people on TV. I'm not talking about radio. Radio is totally mm-hmm. different. But people on TV, you know, if it's not an obvious Meghan McCain versus Joy Behar thing, a lot of celebrities they are getting flack, especially on social media, for not taking a stand.
That's
so
ridiculous,
it is a different,
though. You know
what?
If she wants to
now.
Keep her beliefs, who cares? She has her beliefs. She wants to keep them to herself, and that's her right.
I'm not
just the same
it's right
as it's
wrong.
Joy
Behar's
right
is.
To say what she wants to say.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the trend. That's the way it is now. It's just
yeah,
different.
Well, unfortunately, the trend has become extremist and very hateful because of social media, and that's where everything's falling apart.
Right. All right.
I'd rather not hear, you know, really. You guys, I'd rather not hear their opinions half the time, you know, because I have a way of idealizing these people, whether it's Taylor Swift or it's Yankee. Okay, whatever. But I mean, just I'd rather not hear. Thank you.
All right. We've got it. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Richie. You'll be thanking me when you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and take advantage of the fabulous specials, whether it's the individual four-pack that you can buy for 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half price at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, or all the other things that they have that are for sale. There are fabulous things, bedding, mattresses now you can get, and all of them you get through MyPillow.com. Act quickly, though. Use the promo code DJV, because a lot of these specials come and go. So if you need something for your bedroom in the form of pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, whatever you need to get a good night's rest, you'll find it all at bargain basement prices all the time if you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Excuse me, sir. That's smooth voice. Say hi to Susie Smith of Graniteville, Vermont, listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast that millions and jillions of people every week listen to on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Then there's Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, long a sufferer of working with me for decades. And then and then we bring Victoria Keelan into the mix to add some masterfully placed comments that even things out. So we continue. Isn't it interesting how we jumped from number 9 to number 1? Just like that.
Boom.
Yep, there it is. The whole discussion of who's zooming whom. I suppose maybe because it is number 1, we ought to spend the most amount of time there. The NRA's top lobbyist says he has Trump in his back pocket. So, and this is, once again, the word lobbyist and NRA together, or how many other organizations, fill in the blank. Somebody's top lobbyist. That's the reason this country is as blanked up as it is. Campaign finance reform will lead to a fix of all these other things. But until we grasp that, agree to it, and do something about it, Doug Steffen says, this debate is a waste of time. The focus, all of these guys have gone out of town. They didn't do anything. They don't have to do anything. People will forget about it until the next thing happens.
Well, that's, if he's got Trump in his back pocket, then how come Trump is basically going against all of the GOP desires on gun control?
You know,
he's not really, though. He really isn't. He even tweeted, he had such a great meeting with the NRA. Nothing's changed. And the NRA even tweeted that, you know, that Pence and Trump are not for gun control and nothing's going to change. So this was just, he got a little bit of good publicity. It sounded good that he was going to go against his own party for the sake of saving children's lives, and nothing's going to change. I'm with Doug on this.
Well, I'm not going to agree with you on Trump. I think Trump is a closet New York liberal. He certainly is not a conservative in the truest sense of the word. Maybe some of his pronouncements have come across that way, but I don't see him in the same league as we were talking earlier about the other people that are on Radio America. Dana Lash, for example, who's the spokesperson for the National Rifle Association and does a very successful daily talk program, is someone that is true to the core of that thinking. I don't see Trump,
well, whatever,
even though she's supportive of Trump, because where else is she going to go?
Right.
You know,
I get that, but whatever his motivations are, I'm just saying I agree with you to your point that nothing is going to change. We're not going to see any new gun legislation. We haven't actually seen any new gun legislation since, I think, 2015 was the last thing.
We don't need any new gun legislation. We need to enact, or we need to
enforce
the gun legislation
except
that's already
the buying
there.
Of
well,
the
I would like to see a ban on assault
and
rifles for civilians, because I would like to see that.
Yeah.
There's no need for that whatsoever.
Joe Crummy does not need an AK-47 to protect his property.
Right.
Richie, you don't need it either. You don't want it. You don't even have a gun.
So, but
do
what do you decide what I need or what I want?
I'm telling you, I've been to your house, and I'm in that neighborhood. I don't see anybody come bringing an AK-47 to your house to shoot it up. Or you shooting
well,
anybody
I
else
think,
up in your
neighborhood. But I don't want
I
you to decide, yeah, just like you don't want me to decide for you, I don't want you to decide for me.
I'm not suggesting that I'm deciding it for you. If
but
that's
you just
the
did.
It came across, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying, in general, okay, let's put a general face on it.
In general.
Does anybody need
all right,
see,
general.
That's exactly the problem.
AK-47. What, Victoria? Well,
that's exactly the problem. No one on the right who is a Second Amendment person, they will not relent. They will not have a discussion of, yeah, it's kind of true. We really don't need assault rifles in civilian hands. They will not. That's why this is never going to go anywhere. Because everybody feels that way. If you're a Second Amendment
person.
Because
they're all afraid. Because they're all afraid if you give an inch, they'll take a mile.
But that's ridiculous.
I got a BB gun sitting in my house. That's next. That's what they all. I'm just telling you what they think.
I get that, but how are we going to move forward as a society then if no one is willing to make a compromise?
Because they don't believe that there's compromise on the other side. They believe it's a stepping stone.
28 past the hour.
Thank you.
In today's automotive news, what's new in dealerships for 2019? Ford will be selling a new 2019 Edge and introducing for the first time ever a performance SUV, the Edge ST. Honda will be reissuing the Insight brand. The new Insight will be positioned between the Accord and the Civic and will have a two-motor full hybrid system. It is positioned as a replacement for the Honda Civic Hybrid and is expected to get around 50 miles a gallon. For more and to see the Insight, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show, and I want to share one of my secret weapons for a healthy 2018, the amazing Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. To say it's amazing is really an understatement. I struggle to get enough fruits and veggies in my diet, so Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables per day. The cost ends up being about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar or more if you're going to shop in your local store. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies help boost the immune system. They also provide a health coach at no charge to guide you with any questions you have. Take steps to give yourself better overall health. Check out all their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. We use this product and you should too. Call them now at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV for a special discount. Balanceofnature.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Four after the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, going through the stories. I haven't been a good leader, I don't think, in this circumstance because I started at number 10 and then immediately we jumped to number 1.
Well, keep going, Mr. Trump. Let's see what's next.
Why postpone the joy?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, when you look at all of the Trump-oriented conversations, Trump and the Russians, Trump evil. And the probe, the Sessions evil. Tension, evil. Evil. Hope Hicks and what's going on with her.
That guy knows how to get himself on a talk radio list, doesn't he?
He does.
This Trump dude.
Yep, he sure does. All right, so, and I'm looking at some of the other things that are on this list, like Kushner and the speculation that that he's trying to figure out how to get rid of, he, being the president, is trying to figure out how to get rid of his daughter and son-in-law, and has told the chief of staff to get him out, and then he talks to them and he doesn't want to. I mean, is this really going on, or is that just some speculation.
I can't imagine that.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Why would he want to get rid of Ivanka and Jared?
Right.
There's a story. Huffington Post, consider the source. Trump reportedly wants his chief of staff to get rid of Jared and Ivanka, but vacillates and then tells them to stay.
Right. I think his chief of staff wants to get rid of Jared and Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly wants them gone. He wants to run the show.
An anti-Trump story from the Huffington Post.
That's like reading it.
Come on.
It's like watching CNN.
Right.
Same kind of stuff. All right. So what do we know about Hope Hicks other than she's fairly attractive?
She's hot. We want to talk about.
No, you can just say it. She's very attractive.
So now we have the sexism.
Very smart.
Taken care of. Why is she leaving?
I don't think she needs it anymore. And you know what? I think she'll be back too. I think, you know, in the 2020 campaign, they're already talking about she's still going to be working for the Trump administration.
What does she do in the meantime? Where does somebody like that go? They all go to
PR
commentators?
She'll end up on TV.
Oh, yeah, I think she'll have no problem putting food on the table. I don't think
she'll end up on TV. She'll be a talking head.
Yeah. How many talking heads is there room for?
I know, right? Whatever happened to Sean Spicer? Wasn't he supposed to be?
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Right? Wasn't he supposed to have some sort of new gig?
Sean Spicer doesn't look like Hope Hicks.
Right. She'll end up on Fox.
That ain't happening.
Oh yeah, Fox will.
She'll be on Sean Hannity's show, and God love Sean, but yeah, she'll be on Sean's show next week, and then there'll be a contract, and she'll look great. You know, she'll be on TV.
Is Fox coming back from the Bill O'Reilly, the problem they had with Ailes, and I don't follow this. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. I don't watch Fox. Once in a while, I see Sean for a moment or two, or we'll watch Rachel for a moment or two, or some of those clowns at CNN. I have no respect for any of them except Wolf. I still like Wolf Blitzer.
You like the Wolfer?
Oh, really?
But, yeah, I do.
But
it's not where I go.
He's a pro news guy, but sensationalism of their stories.
Where do you get your news
headlines?
Where do I get my news?
Yeah, where do you get your news?
Oprah.
He just makes it up as he goes. Yeah, right?
I think that's a great question though, because who do you trust?
Doug is exactly right. You don't trust anybody. You read MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and
the Daily Beast,
and then you kind of go, okay, somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Yep.
The only thing you can do now. There is nobody I trust.
You want to know?
People just don't trust regular news even.
No.
This week there was a big headline that Lester Holt's ratings are way down, and they're trying to figure out what to do about that. I don't think it's a commentary
on
Lester Holt
himself.
Cancel the
nightly news and put some entertainment show in there. Nobody cares.
They could put a rerun of Modern Family or some other syndicated sitcom that would do better in ratings.
We've created a situation that if you can't tune in and watch the news and get some sort of opinion, that people are
because
just going
to click
it off.
You're too stupid to have your own?
Right.
Yeah.
People need to be told what to think now.
Ah, great. Yeah,
I think the news is, honestly, it's just very depressing.
Try this again, folks, in a moment.
It is.
Go ahead, Victoria.
It's just but the news, I think, part of the reason why people don't watch the news anymore, they'd rather read it, it's just that every news story is so depressing. Who got shot? Who got mugged? Some old person was taken advantage of. It's terrible.
Yeah,
well, that's why I bailed on local TV years ago, because that's all it is. Gang shootings, all that. So I bailed on local TV.
Our local radio news station. I can't listen to it anymore. It's traffic and weather every 10 minutes, and then murder in between.
Right.
Ahrenstrom.
And I bailed years ago on local TV, and I think you can see the difference now, too.
You?
All the new platforms. What do you say?
What,
you bagging on me, bro?
Yeah. All right. So for the fourth time, I'm going to go through my sources. NBC. What's on my screen at the moment? NBC, The Guardian, The Boston Herald, CBS News, Reuters, the AP, CNN, let's see here, the Worcester Telegram, ABC News.
That's
Fox
the big one, the Worcester Telegram.
That's right. The Metro West Daily News, though, Richie, that's even bigger. Forbes Magazine. Let's see, what else have I got on here? Mashable, Page Six, TMZ, Let's see, what else have I got that's working? The L.A. Times, News. Washington sure. Post, New York Times. That's what I got on my screen. And what am I getting from all of that? A lot of the same thing on each one of them, pretty much. Although it's interesting, L.L. Bean is taking an interesting stand on guns. Here's another. This is a nationally known outfit headquartered up in Portland, Maine. They've had their Bean outfits and their shoes and boots and all of that stuff.
Leather. They're leather intensive. Right.
Right. Yes. They are going to restrict the sales of guns from now on. Now, here's and Maine is feverishly, really strongly independent. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and you don't take your guns away from anybody up there. There's not. And so I find it interesting that they have made a statement this week. They will sell firearms at the main store in Portland, and they will limit it to hunting and target shooting guns. No longer sell to anybody under 21, and they will not sell ammunition.
I don't know if that's legal. Interesting. I don't know if that's legal.
What's legal?
You know, that whole thing about saying, I won't sell.
It's a business.
Can't they
private
sell
business.
Whatever they want?
They can decide what they want to sell.
I'm good with that.
You know what? I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
What?
You may be right.
You can't be forced to sell something in your store.
You can't be forced to sell something, right.
I don't know. You
let
know
the
what?
Consumer decide is my plus. Yeah. Always let the consumer decide. If it's a bad decision, they'll know.
I'm not sure you can say to somebody, you have a Second Amendment right to possess something, and you're not going to sell to me based on my age.
But you can go somewhere else.
Sure.
You can go somewhere else and buy it.
Well, yeah, but you could say that to people who won't make a cake for...
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, hello. I don't think it's legal. I don't think you can say to somebody, I won't sell you something because I...
Right.
Right, they have to change the law first. That's a Second Amendment right.
The age thing, I think you're right. The age thing, definitely.
Yeah,
because
I think that'll end up in court.
Because you can't say, I'm a liquor store and I only sell to people 25 and older. You can't do that either.
Right.
I get that. Yeah, totally. No, I'm
right. not completely crazy. Thank you.
Yeah. You got a point. I'm a liquor store and I'll sell beer to people 21, but I'll only sell liquor to people 25.
Right. You can't do that.
You cannot.
Right, but you know what? As you guys were saying,
my store,
really
I ought to be able to sell. Wait a minute.
No.
I'm in the business of selling things I've created. I'm selling
age
raw milk. I could sell
age
raw milk to people, to anybody that I want. If I don't want to sell the raw milk to you, I don't have to sell it to you. If I don't want to make
because
I'm gay or they're gay, then I'm not going to make a cake for you.
It's discrimination, sir. So I'm going to take you to court. Really.
Put me out of business. But I still have the ability to...
You're going down, Stefan.
You have to sell to everybody, whether you like it or not.
I don't want to sell to you, Richie. I'm not selling to you.
Don't worry, I won't be knocking on your door soon.
I'm not buying from you, okay? I don't care if you don't want to sell to me. I don't want to buy from you. You understand that? I'm not buying from you.
Here's something to buy. 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables at balanceofnature.com. Nature's fruits, nature's veggies, in a small capsule, has all the dried, ripened fruits in the green capsule, and all the, I'm sorry, the green capsule is the veggies, the red capsule, the fruits. I want to make sure I get this all right. There are two capsules that you take in the morning and two at night, and after you do that for a week or so, your immune system will be recharged. Do it for a month. Your immune system will be 700% better than it was. So if you're concerned about the rest of the winter keeping your health, then the immune system is what you need to make to prop up and make sure it's functioning properly. Best way to do that is by taking a daily supplement from Balance of Nature. It's free for the first month. The first month's supply using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Get these capsules, take them. You can take them as they are, or you can dump them on your food, whatever. It'll give you better overall health. That's their claim. That's the guarantee. Testimonials galore at their website, Balance of Nature. Read them, and then take advantage of the opportunity that you get by using the DJV code of the free supply, the first month supply, free. Balance of Nature products enhance your immune system. Go there now, balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Research done by the National Institutes of Health shows that 25 to 45% of women have some degree of urinary incontinence, and the embarrassment may keep many women from socializing.
Once we hit our 50s, we start to have more leakage with activity. That's called stress incontinence. I can predict it. But what about the leakage that I can't predict? I'm standing in the grocery store, and all of a sudden, my bladder says, gotcha, and I pee and I fill my shoes. That kind of incontinence, called urge incontinence, is much more onerous to activities of daily living.
Urologist Dr. Deborah Leitner says the primary way to treat both types of incontinence is behavioral, knowing techniques that can control the flow.
Kegels are useful for women because they strengthen the pelvic floor.
Dr. Leitner says only if behavioral therapy isn't working should other options like surgery be considered. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Talk Radio Roundup 47 after the hour. With Rich and Joe and Victoria and Doug. So we have Pukin Putin on the list, both on the people list and on the story list because of his threat to push us, some people think, into another Cold War. The only thing is the new nukes, according to most folks, don't work. And so under the circumstances, he's trying to say that he has a new nuclear arsenal or is building one, but so far most of the Americans who have been asked about it say this is something that's been around for a long time. He's been trying to use these things or make them work, and they don't work. All he's doing is rattling sabers.
Yeah, so it's a new marketing ploy for on his behalf.
Yes. Yeah. Well, right. It's a marketing ploy in that he's running for re-election, and of course he has a lot of people running against him that he hasn't shot yet. So he's got to make sure that he stands out.
The lead guy's been arrested already, right?
Right.
His number one competition, he was arrested.
Right. Yeah. They'll be gone soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
All right.
Before
so let's give short shrift to the people list here. Oprah's at 10. Nicholas Cruz at 9. Why we even put him on the list anymore is beyond me.
Why you even say his name?
Yeah, that's weird.
Exactly.
Right. I thought the whole point was.
Who's Casey Cagle? Anybody know?
Doesn't he do the top 40 countdown?
I have no idea who that is.
That could be in Romania, Richie. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Jared Kushner is at 7. Robert Mueller is at 6. More overinflated egos.
Oh,
Bad Vlad
Kegel's,
is at 5.
Is he the governor of where the Delta?
Casey Cagle?
Yeah, he's a lieutenant governor of Georgia who took away the tax break for Delta.
Oh, right. I should have known.
I thought that was
that.
A weird
the Delta
kind of sexual
tax
experience.
Thing. Yeah, that's what that's about.
No.
Yeah,
all right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
John Kelly is 4. Jeff Sessions is 3. Hope Hicks is 2. Is that a real name, by the way? Is she really Hope Hicks?
Hope Hicks? Hell yeah.
Could she be?
I wouldn't choose that name, so it must be real.
And Donald Trump, number one. We always know Donald
evil
Trump,
Trump
is number one.
Evil
right?
Trump.
All right, check out the evil podcasts of one Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts. You go to that website or Evil Thoughts where various and sundry podcasts are collected, and you'll find it. It's now 50 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio Review.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's time for us to review movies, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here. We're playing the theme from Wonder Woman, the advent of another Wonder Woman in production, or I guess they're writing the script, producing the movie this summer, Chucker, for next summer release. Is that about right?
That is correct, Doug. It'll be filmed this year for a next summer release. Yeah, I guess you talked about it yesterday when I was on a one-day vacation. Christine Wiig from SNL, Bridesmaids and Ghostbusters fame, reportedly in early talks to play the villain. Her name is Cheetah for the sequel to Wonder Woman. She's very talented. I think that is very good for the project as a whole.
All right, we're going to
talented
count down.
People generally get roles named Cheetah.
Cheetah. Yeah. Oscar roles, what role the Oscar will play in your weekend, perhaps, and the movies that are out this weekend, in just a moment, with our friend Chuck Curry. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com. Help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff. So your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now, 855-432-4881, or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug. All right, 55 past the hour. Chucker, what do we have before we get to the Oscars? What's coming out this weekend that's exciting?
Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence, and then Death Wish with Bruce Willis, both expected to do around 18 to 20 million in business. Black Panther is going to be number one for the third straight weekend, tracking at around $60 million. Black Panther is going to do, when all said and done, well over 600, maybe 700 million here in the United States alone, which is a huge, huge hit for the Marvel Universe.
Huge.
I knew they moved.
Huge.
Huge, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a chance to watch Death Wish last night, and I'm not going to come on the air and view it from a political lens. I haven't done that in 25 years since I started with you. As an exploitation revenge fantasy film, I found it very watchable, not as good as the original 74 film with Charles Bronson. Having said that, I thought Bruce Willis was an interesting lead as Paul Kersey. People I went to see it with applauded a lot when Willis was getting revenge on the villains. Not for all tastes, but I've never shied away from this material since I've been doing this, so I give it a 6 out of 10. If this is something you want to see, I think it's a very decent watch if you like this genre.
It's an action shoot 'em up, knock 'em off movie. That's all it is, and Bruce Willis is great at that
stuff. It's nothing different than if you went to see John Wick with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. All right. Okay, what about Red Sparrow?
I didn't see it, so I can't make comments.
What do you think it's going to do all right, though?
I think it's going to underperform overall. It's tracking at around like a $17 million opening weekend. I'm sort of perplexed by the career trajectory of Jennifer Lawrence. I like her a lot, but I wish she did more big genre movies than she's doing.
Yeah. All right, Oscars, who's winning Sunday?
I think for Best Picture, my gut feeling is three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. I liked the film. I didn't love it, but I did like it. Personally, I would give it to The Post because I think it has something very important to say, and I also think it's a very good movie, but it appears it's not being considered seriously for
I agree with you, by the way, 100%. I think
Gary Oldman's going to win Best Actor for Churchill and Darkest Hour. I think he's a lot better than the movie, though. I was not a big fan of that film.
No, the movie wasn't great. He was good. I think that if they'd have put John Lithgow in there like he's doing on the Queen, it would be well. They'd be well served. Chucker, thank you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. No, I got another.
You got another minute there, sir.
I think Frances McDormand's going to win for three billboards. Although personally, I would give it to Margot Robbie for I, Tonya. I liked her tremendously in that film.
Does Allison Janney win Best Supporting Actress for that movie?
What's that?
Allison Janney win Best Supporting for that movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the way it shook out. Anyway, Shape of Water, what a losing waste of time that is. Why would anybody want to go see some creepy, crawly creature have sex with a woman? I don't get it. What am I missing, Victoria? You want to go see
some creepy,
crawly creature climb around some woman?
No.
Sorry. I'm checking out on that one. Chuck Curry, thank you. 59 after on the DJV Show.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.